Ready?
Okay, we're back on the record, and this is a continuation of the record for the as-applied hearing. The reason that we've restarted the record for the as-applied hearing is that there's a matter that City Pocatello and Ms. Klon need to take up at this point. And so Ms. Klon, I'll give you an opportunity to speak at this point.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Director. As I understand it, the as-applied hearing is going to be suspended until Mr. Deek, the last witness in that hearing, arrives, and we have an understanding of the scope of his testimony and no particular concerns about it as far as cross-examination. And we would propose to leave now to try and get out of town. And we are not participants in the mitigation plan hearing, so we're kind of assuming that the as-applied hearing is going to end fairly summarily, and then the mitigation plan hearing can proceed. So as long as council doesn't have any objection to that.
We would stipulate that Pocatello's counsel and its experts get out of town.
And I suppose with that stipulation, there's an inference that no additional witnesses besides Mr. Deek will be called that might surprise Councilor City Pocatello.
Oh, we didn't say that.
Well, I guess my understanding is that there's a, and I understand you can't do that, but there will be a, Mr. Deek's testimony, and probably at least not from my impression, not an extension of testimony. So I would be surprised.
Okay. I appreciate everybody's indulgence, especially Mr. Akush, who I know is heartbroken to have to make those stipulations.
I'll miss the laughter over in your corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Ms. Klon, and thanks for your attendance.
Yes.
We'll again suspend the record until Mr. Deek is called upon his arrival. Need another break, Jeff?
Until what?
Huh?
Suspend it until what?
Until Mr. Deek arrives.